Berlin Shmir Salashin Shin number 48, the last shir of Perik Vav in Shar Zachira. There's a very small, short point I want to share with you here from the Chavetz Chaim. And really, it's what we started off discussing, how Tzaras manifests itself here in this generation today. And we spoke about the neshama, when the neshama goes to sleep at night, when the person sleeps at night, the neshama goes up to Shemayim, and all the kedusha up there run away from that person who spoke Lashon Hara, because it's full of this spiritual schmutz. That's one thing. Here, the Chavetz Chaim brings, at the end of Perek Vav in Shar Zechira, from a sefer called Dover Shibek Dusha, that's the name of the sefer, in the name of Sefer HaKonet. Re'ei v'hovein, shekol ha'maitzi lashon har mipiv, nidoy mitzaras. He says, we have to understand that there is a reality in life. Just like there's gravity, you let go of something, it falls down. There is a reality. There is tzaras. If a person speaks lashon hara, there is tzaras. The punishment tzaras applies even today. Now, do we have tzaras like the tzaras in the times of the parsha and the chumash with Miriam? No. How do we have tzaras b'zman hazeh? So he explains, Shkulo ha'anius, poverty. Kitzaras v'arehu ani hanimsa bidei odom. Being poor is equal to tzaras. The punishment of tzaras manifests itself by anius, poverty. Now, I want to tell you a story that someone just told me a few nights ago. It's a very scary story if you think about it. He said he was sitting in a car. He said he was in a car accident when he was like 18, 19 years old. It was during an Eretz Yisrael. He says to me, the person sitting next to me on my right and the person sitting next to him on his right, they died. He was on the left and he's alive today. Baruch Hashem. He says another person comes over to him and says to him, you know why they died? He's thinking, like, do I know why they died? How am I supposed to know why? And he quotes a Gemara that says, if someone does something, they're going to die young. That's what this person said. So this person who survived, he thought this man is, this kid, is the Fool of the Year award. A tipish of Tipshim. And he was learning in Bnei Brak at the time. He figured, he'll go to Rav Chaim Kinevsky. Unfortunately, I have to say, Zechasat Levracha, not Shlita. And he went to Rav Chaim Kinevsky. And he didn't believe what this person was saying to be true for a second. But he wanted to be able to go to Rav Chaim Kinevsky and tell this person that Rav Chaim said that's absurd. So he went over to Rav Chaim. And he asked him, he said, I was in a car accident. And someone said that the reason why they died, I lived, Baruch Hashem, is because of they did something wrong. Like the Gemara says, if you do that wrong, you're marrying Ksubis. That's why he told me, so we're learning Ksubis now. He says, everybody knows why a Kala goes into a Yichud room. But anybody who is so brazen and disgusting to talk about it, he'll have a gzar din of 70 years for bad. So this person says, because they said bad things. So Rav Chaim picks up his head. He told me, Rav Chaim picked up his head and looked at him and says, who knows what happens and why that happens? This is Rav Chaim Kinevsky, who didn't know things, okay? And he responded, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh. There's Rav Chaim Kinevsky talking. We can't make those connections. That's step number one. But what we can say, says the Chafetz Chaim, from the Sefer Dover Shibik Dusha, in the name of the Sefer HaKonet, that if a person who speaks Lashon Hara, the punishment of Tzaras is expressed through anius, through poverty. And the reason why I told you the story of Rechaim Kinyevsky is that a person should not say and be a tibbish like that other person that if someone's poor is because they're speaking Lashon Hara. That's not our job. That's not our job. If we know someone who's poor, our job is to take out the checkbook and write them a check. That's our job. And he concludes over here and he says, Kamashikasav Rabbeinu Yoina. So here we have the Sefer Shmir Saloshin is quoting our Musa Sefer that we've been learning for the past couple of years, Vishar Tshuva. And he talks about this as well. And he says, Rabbeinu Yoina brings us down and says, Kamashikasav Rabbeinu Yoina Vishar Tshuva. This person is concerned to speak. This person who spoke this Lashon Hara is concerned to speak and he loses his self-confidence because of the Lashon Hara he spoke previously. That the Avera of Lashon Hara can bring a person la'anius, rachamon l'tzlan, heaven forbid. Al Kain concludes the Chavetz Chaim. One who wants to live in a pleasant, good life, he should protect himself from this horrific aveira of Lashon Hara.